It's been years since we've heard from singer Iola, and she says that's by design.
I actually took a bit of time out to get a life. That's why you haven't heard from me, because I didn't have a life. I was like, I was like all work and no play made Jill a very dull girl. And so, yeah, so I sorted my whole life out. It wasn't sorted out. And now I've actually built this thing called a life, which really makes this whole rest of music start making sense.
Making music is something she's been doing for years. Early on, it was with the group Bugs in the Attic. The group's music was heavily influenced by jazz, funk, and soul music. Sounds, she says, shaped this project.
So this is me writing it for myself with, you know, 80s soul energy, with disco energy, with funk energy. Yeah, like that's what I'm trying to do with this EP. You can definitely hear that in Ready.
When we spoke, she told me about the inspiration for that song.
Ready, as a song, is largely inspired by the Windrush generation. My mother was part of the Windrush generation of people that came over from the Caribbean to the UK because, you know, Europeans broadly lost a lot of people in the Second World War. And as a result of that, they were constantly trying to fill positions. And they coaxed people out of, arguably, paradise. And I'd grow up, and people would say, I grew up in a little village outside of Bristol, in the southwest of England. And I get told, like, go home, go back to where you came from. And, like, with all of that kind of preemptive narrative of, you know, coming from paradise to somewhere rainy and miserable where people are telling you to go home. And at least the impetus was to be helpful. It's like, ugh, you're having a laugh, aren't you? And that's what the song came out of, this idea of actually, do you know what? You're a genius. If you're going to buy me a flight to Accra, make it in December so I can catch Burna Boy or something like that, please. And like, so it was like, you're telling me to go back to paradise. That sounds like a wonderful deal. And so that song came out of like this idea of turning something that was supposed to be like an insult, like a go back to when you came from, into a, actually, I should. It's a brilliant idea. You've got to be ready, ready, get your things and stand on the journey, journey.
You've got to be ready, ready, pack your bags, meet me on the journey, journey. You know, Iola, I have to say, as I was listening to this EP, it seemed to be infused with this idea of claiming your agency, starting with that title track, My Way. And you really seem to be sending a message in that song. What's the message and who's it for?
The message is I have to negotiate to be centered in my own experience of my own life. And people forget that, you know, when you're doing music, it takes over a lot of your life. And when people kind of go, oh, we want to be able to interact with you as an artist, but not really center you, I'm just going to have to do this my way. I'm going to have to find a way to get you to act in a way that does not massively violate all of my boundaries, because you don't understand consent. You don't understand collaboration. And so that's really like what that song is for.
I'm hoping you can tell us about another song on the EP, and that's the song Future Enemies. I know you're feeling how you're feeling, it's just don't go, bitch, this temptation. Feels like, when I listen to it at least, it's the song about seeing and appreciating and swerving and avoiding those red flags and people you come across. Can you tell us about it?
Just, it dawned on me, kind of in the opposite breath of My Way. My Way is like, oh God, I'm stuck here. but Future Enemy is like, you've just met them. And at this point in time, if you've noticed that you're not going to get on, you have the profound privilege to get out of the situation without making a brand new enemy. You know it's possible, so you just don't need to go that deep. You can get out. It's totally possible to just have a nice interaction and then go like, wow, okay, that was a red flag. But you know what I'm going to do? Instead of manufacturing a brand new enemy out of thin air for no reason, because it ain't that deep, just be like, cool, that was really great. Yeah, all right. And then literally, poof, David Copperfield.
Typically when we end these conversations, we end them with a song. So I'd like to ask you, from your EP, what song should we go out on and why?
Well, we haven't talked about Temporary yet, and maybe that's the one that we need to go out on. You're exactly the kind of guy that I always want to try. Temporary is a song about, can I swear on this, Spooky?
We might have to bleep it.
Okay, so bleep it. I'm going to say it. You ready? Got your bleep button ready?
I'm ready.
Get your finger horror. There you go. It's about... There you go. There you go. Beep, boys. And it's about how, like, they have a use. Would you believe?
Go on.
I know. You're like... I love the suspicious voice and, like, go on? Really? Yes. In that, when you're dating seriously... That could be exhausting. Your hopes get built up, dashed, built up, dashed, built up, dashed, built up. After a while, that's just exhausting. Who can go through that continually? Sometimes you need to date someone who you know is utterly useless, other than they're just pretty. I love singing this song because it just makes me laugh. Like, all the lyrics kind of just make me chuckle because it's a little bit like... You're saying to the babe, at some point this ain't going to be cute, but, you know, let's get what we can out of this. And then I'll go back to my life, which is seriously dating, and you'll go back to your life, which is being utterly vapid.
Yola, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you very much.
We've been talking with Yola. Her new EP is My Way. It's out now.